The college basketball season is winding up soon, and the NCAA will announce its 65-team tournament field in less than 2 weeks. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Strange season. You got a Hall of Fame coach close to losing his job, for one thing.
A Hall of Fame coach who's very near and dear to your heart, Louisville's Denny Crum, who's been at your alma mater for 30 years. He is, as you say, already in the Hall of Fame, having won two national championships. But the program has fallen on some hard times this year. They're well under 500. They have a young athletic director who clearly wants to make his own imprint on the program. Denny Crum is about to be 64. There are some around Louisville who think, even though the Cardinal have been in the NCAA tournament 8 of the last 10 years, that it's time to move on. But Denny Crum doesn't think it's time to move on. And it's a very awkward situation when you have a great coach who is, you know, such a part of the university, and he doesn't want to leave, and there are people in power at the university who want him out. And as you know, it's been a very ugly winter in Louisville.
One of the people mentioned as a possible replacement for him is the former coach of Louisville's arch rival.
Your favorite and mine, little Ricky Pitino, who's been mentioned for, I think, every single coaching job in America since he resigned as coach of the Boston Celtics about a little more than a month ago. And interesting to note, the Celtics were 12-22 when he quit and are 13-10 since then. But Pitino's been mentioned for Louisville. He's been mentioned at Kentucky if Tubby Smith throws his hands up and says enough already. He's been mentioned at Indiana, where they have an interim coach, Mike Davis. Nevada, Las Vegas is begging him to take the job there. I think what Pitino may do, Bob, because he's so talented, as you know, is he's going to coach two teams next year just to take on an extra challenge.
Seton Hall in the preseason top 10 may not make its own conference tournament.
It's been a long winter there for my friend Tommy Amaker. They made the Sweet 16 last year. They had the most heralded recruiting class coming in the entire country. And as often happens, when you have older players who have had success, who are suddenly asked to take a backseat to younger players who have proved nothing, the chemistry doesn't mix. There was a fight in the locker room after they lost to Georgetown. They've been fading and fading. It's very likely that Seton Hall won't even make the Big East tournament. 12 of the 14 teams get to compete in the Big East tournament, and Seton Hall could be one of the two teams left out, which is an amazing come down given where they were in last year's tournament and what their expectations were this season. Again, it goes to show you that having heralded freshmen is nice, but having seniors who know how to play is even nicer.
What kind of year has it been for the Big East?
Well, very interesting, because three Big East programs that have been down for a long time are all back. Notre Dame has a great player in Troy Murphy, certainly a National Player of the Year candidate. They've got a new coach, Mike Bray, who came in from Delaware, who's brought a lot of energy, and they're back. Providence, which had to throw three key players out of school last year because they were involved in an on-campus fight, has had a great season. But the best story is Boston College, which has come from dead last in the Big East the last couple of years to be in first place. They're in the tournament, and I think Al Skinner, their coach, if I were voting for National Coach of the Year right now, my vote would go to Al Skinner. It's a great story.
And the ACC is back.
The ACC the last 2 years has only had three teams in the NCAA tournament, which is unheard of for the league, which is generally considered the deepest in the country. This year, they're going to have at least five, and I think they'll get six NCAA bids. Duke and North Carolina are still at the top of the league, but Virginia's beaten both of them, and there's balance in the league again, at least through those first six teams.
But Stanford is number one in the nation.
Clear number one unanimously right now. They're 25-1. Everybody else has at least three losses. They will go into the tournament as the favorite on paper. But as you well know, Bob, being the favorite on paper is worth the paper that it's written on. The Cardinal are very good. They're quicker than any Stanford team I've seen under Mike Montgomery. But whether they can win six games in the NCAA tournament is a question we'll have an answer to in about 5 weeks.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.